God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Oh, my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Today we celebrate St. John the Apostle with a special solemnity. The eternal gifts of Christ the King, the Apostles' glory, let us sing. And all with hearts of gladness raise, do hymns of thankful love and praise. Their faith in Christ the Lord prevailed, their hope a light that never failed, their love ablaze over pathways trod, to lead them to the eternal God. In them the Father's glory shone, in them the will of God the Son. In them exalts the Holy Ghost, through them rejoice the heavenly host. To thee, Redeemer, now we cry, that thou wouldest join to them on high, thy servants who this grace implore, forever and forevermore. Amen. And we again will recite the Psalms, the Canticles, and the Antiphons. I think the Antiphons. Yeah, the Antiphons. For evening prayer of Christmas Day, because we continue to extend the angelic hymns of that astonishing gift of Christ into this 8-day celebration. Antiphon 1. You have been endowed from your birth with princely gifts, in eternal splendor before the dawn of light on earth. I have begotten you. Psalm 110, exempting verse 6, which they took out of our prayer. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn, I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath, he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, pour out your blessings upon us and help us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You have been endowed from your birth with princely gifts, in eternal splendor before the dawn of light on earth. I have begotten you. With the Lord is unfailing love, great is his power to save. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness. For this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord. I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord, more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchmen count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord. Because the Lord there, with the Lord there is mercy, and fullness of redemption. Israel, indeed, you will redeem from all its iniquity. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. With the Lord is unfailing love, great is his power to save. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. With the Lord is unfailing love, great is his power to save. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, continue to pour out your blessing and protection on us and help us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. With the Lord is unfailing love, great is his power to save. In the beginning, before time began, the Word was God. Today he is born, the Savior of the world. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Our next prayer is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him. All were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the beginning, before time began, the Word was God. Today he is born, the Savior of the world. Christ the Lord is born today. Today, the Savior has appeared. Earth echoes songs of angel choirs, archangels joyful praise. Today on earth his friends exalt. Glory to God in the highest. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Virgin Mary, all that the prophets wrong one. Or maybe not. Yep, Bruce, found the right page. Virgin Mary, all that the prophets foretold of Christ has been fulfilled through you. As a virgin you conceived, and after you gave birth, a virgin you remain. Dear friend, so did we do that? We didn't do the reading. Okay, I'm out of sequence, but we got there in time to save it. They proclaimed the Lord's praises, told of his power to save, and of the wonders he had worked in. First reading from the first letter of the Apostle John. The word of life and light of God. This is what we proclaim to you. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon, and what our hands have touched. We speak of the word of life. This life became visible. We have seen and bear witness to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life that was present to the Father and became visible to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim in turn to you, so that you may share life with us. This fellowship of ours is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Indeed, our purpose in writing you this is that our joy may be complete. Here, then, is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light. In him there is no darkness. If we say we have fellowship with him while continuing to walk in darkness, we are liars and do not act in truth. But if we walk in light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of his Son Jesus cleanses us from all sin. If we say we are free of the guilt of sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not found in us. But if we acknowledge our sins, he who is just can be trusted to forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrong. If we say we have never sinned, we make him a liar, and his word finds no place in us. My little ones, I am writing this to keep you from sin. But if anyone should sin, we have in the presence of the Father, Jesus Christ, an intercessor who is just. He is an offering for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for those of the whole world. The way we can be sure of our knowledge of him is to keep his commandments. Responsory prayer. We proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has been revealed to us. We write of this that you may rejoice and that your joy may be full. These things have been written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you may have life in his name, and that your joy may be full. Our second reading is taken from the preaching tradition of the church, and it comes from the Tractatus on the first letter of John by St. Augustine, Bishop. Life itself was revealed in the flesh. Our message is the word of life. We announce what existed from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our own eyes, what we have touched with our hands. Who could touch the word with his hands unless the word was made flesh and lived among us? Now this word, whose flesh was so real that he could be touched by human hands, began to be flesh in the Virgin Mary's womb, but he did not begin to exist at that moment. We know this from what John says, what existed from the beginning. Notice how John's letter bears witness to his gospel, which you just heard a moment ago. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Someone might interpret the phrase word of life to mean a word about Christ, rather than Christ's body itself, which was touched by human hands. But consider what comes next. And life itself was revealed. Christ, therefore, is himself the word of life. And how was this life revealed? It existed from the beginning, but was not revealed to men, only to angels, who looked upon it and feasted upon it as their own spiritual bread. But what does Scripture say? Mankind ate the bread of angels. Life itself was therefore revealed in the flesh. In this way, what was visible to the heart alone could become visible also to the eye, and so heal men's hearts. For the word is visible to the heart alone, while flesh is visible to the bodily eyes as well. We already possessed the means to see the flesh, but we had no means of seeing the Word. The Word was made flesh so that we could see it, to heal the part of us by which we could see the Word. John continues, and we are witnesses, and we proclaim to you that eternal life which was with the Father and has been revealed among us. One might say more simply, revealed to us. And John continues, we are witnesses, and we proclaim to you that eternal life which was with the Father and has been revealed among us. One might say more simply, revealed to us. We proclaim to you what we have heard and seen. Make sure that you grasp the meaning of these words. The disciples saw our Lord in the flesh, face to face. They heard the words he spoke, and in turn they proclaimed the message to us. So we also have heard, though we have not seen. Are we then less favored than those who both saw and heard? If that were so, why should John add that you too may have fellowship with us? They saw and we have not seen, yet we have fellowship with them because we and they share the same faith. And our fellowship is with God the Father and Jesus Christ his Son. And we write this to you to make your joy complete, complete in that fellowship, in that love, and in that unity. Responsory prayer. At the Last Supper, John reclined close to the Lord. Blessed that apostle to whom the mysteries of heaven were revealed. He drank from the streams of living water, which flowed from the heart of the Lord. Blessed that apostle to whom the mysteries of heaven were revealed. And we have to turn all the way back to either the Common of Apostles or Christmas Day evening prayer to get those intercessions. At the birth of Jesus, angels proclaimed peace to the world. We worship him now with joy, and we pray with hearts full of faith. And actually, you know what I'm going to do? We're going to take Magnificat. We're going to look up this day in there and take their intercessions for this special day. for the church, that the invitation, "Come, let us adore him," will echo in and through every aspect of the church's life. For those who govern, that the presence of God with us may inspire them to be heroes of virtue and authentic liberty, that the birth of the Redeemer may bring peace and hope to all people of goodwill. For the renewal of family life, that the love of Mary and Joseph may rekindle love in all families. For the forgotten, the neglected, and the abused, that they may experience in a powerful way the tenderness and compassion born for us this Christmas Day. For our parish, that we may recommit ourselves to attending Sunday Mass and to receiving the sacraments regularly and devoutly. Loving Father, as we gaze into the manger upon the human face of your Son, we experience the hope of the restoration of our own innocence. Enable us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, for he is our Lord, now and forever. Amen. O God, let us gather into one the prayers that we have spoken and unspoken, and ask God for plenary indulgence after this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O God, who through the blessed Apostle John have unlocked for us the secrets of your word, grant, we pray, that we may grasp with proper understanding what he has so marvelously brought to our ears through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And I will offer my plenary or partial indulgence for the soul in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope you have a great rest of your night, and may God bless us all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.